You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's going to be Open Line Wednesday. And we invite your calls on any subject you'd like to talk about at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, and we'll just start out. I thought maybe I'd mention tomorrow evening in the second hour, we're going to have Jonathan Gray, and we're going to be talking about a program he put together about 4 years ago on survival, maybe 3.5 years ago. It was written in 2009. And of course, Jonathan was thinking that at that time we could have a collapse of our currency. Well, we should still have a collapse of our currency. It's not a matter of if, but when. You cannot continue printing $1 trillion of new currency and put it into circulation every year indefinitely before the whole thing collapses. But of course, this is exactly what they want. Why? Well, because they certainly want to create a chaotic situation so that America will join this world government. So we'll go into the world currency. And when our currency becomes without value, and basically the people lose the vast majority of everything they've spent their whole lives working for, they're going to be desperate for some sort of stability. And we know this is what happened in Germany during 1921, 1922, 1923, when they had their inflationary spiral. And certainly the value of their mark certainly ended up, it lost about a trillion times its value. In other words, basically, one mark, the original mark, was worth, a trillion of the new marks as they developed. And certainly the people, the middle class, was just totally wiped out. And it was because of the economic chaos that resulted from that, that eventually the people were willing to back Adolf Hitler, and he came to power, and he promised them stability. And he did give them stability. And he promised them jobs, and he did give them jobs as they began preparing for war. But, of course, the Americans, pardon me, I should say, the Germans got jobs working in the 100 American corporations over there in Germany, building the weapons in preparation for the World War II. And believe me, of course, the international financiers worked very closely with Heimar Schacht, and he was, of course, the German finance minister. And 10 major American banks financed, of course, what was going on over there in Germany and the building of the Nazi movement in preparation for World War II. And most people really have no idea that it was certainly the 10 American banks and the 100 American corporations that really, of course, created the foundation for the Nazis so that they could invade the Rhineland and then, of course, Czechoslovakia and Austria, and then eventually, of course, plunge the world into a terrible and bloody conflict. But that is exactly what they wanted. And who is they? Well, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. But you see, they knew that war is a very effective means of changing the world. And certainly World War I did change the world, and World War II changed the world. And the coming World War III, which is coming, it's just a matter of time, and it's going to involve the Muslim world and Israel. And what part America will play, I really don't know. But we're doing everything we can right now to consolidate the Muslim world under the Muslim Brotherhood, which we created back in Well, the MI6, created back in 1928, the United States started funding it after the Second World War, covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. And if it is The Devil's Game, you know, we're actually having wars where hundreds of millions of people will die. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It's open lines.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, I've already had sort of an inkling, a little of what I'm talking about this evening. Certainly, it was in the early 70s or late 1960s that I'd read the book by Professor Sutton. It's entitled Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. And, of course, Professor Sutton, a scholar, a resident scholar at Hoover Institute, had written this book about how American corporations had financed so many of the Nazi corporations and even American corporations in Germany of preparing Germany for World War II. But I really didn't understand the implications of what was going on. Even when I went to Yale University, and I spent many weeks there at Yale, going through the papers, Colonel Edward Mandel House's papers, and one of the most significant things I found was a letter written by Ambassador William Dodd, the American ambassador to Germany, and in 1936, why, of course, Ambassador Dodd writes a letter to Colonel House. And on the second page, he says, you know, why are certainly these 100 American corporations over here building the weapons for warfare for the Germans? Certainly, we just got over a war. Nobody wants another war. Why are American corporations, 100 American corporations, over here building all these weapons of war, which is certainly going to predispose towards another conflict here in Europe? Well, I've read that, you know, but it just didn't register on me. And it really wasn't until, of course, some time later when I actually had an opportunity to talk to Loftus, John Loftus, who had worked for the State Department, and actually it was for the Justice Department, tried to track down the Nazi sympathizers who had killed 2 million Jews in Belarus. The Nazi sympathizers had killed 2 million Jews in Belarus, and of course John Loftus had then gotten into the whole background. He had access to all of the archives, and the fact that there were 100 American corporations, General Motors, Ford, General Electric, IBM, AT&T, 100, Sydney, Exxon, they were all working with the Nazis, not only before the war, but during the war. And of course, Americans were in charge of those factories during the Second World War, building the weapons that were to be used to kill American soldiers. After the war, they were arrested and then very quietly let go. We could never let the American people understand that we'd created the best enemy money could buy. And why is that important? But because that's just what we're doing today. We are actually creating an enemy of the Muslim world. And of course, all this talk about, oh, terrible terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, we're financing Al-Qaeda. We're financing the Taliban. We're financing all of these groups, the Muslim Brotherhood. We've been financing the Muslim Brotherhood since the end of the Second World War. Long-term planning, certainly directing us towards a war with the Muslim world. But ladies and gentlemen, read Ezekiel 38 and 39, and it's almost as if it had been preordained, and I believe it is. I believe everything going on today certainly has been planned long ahead of time, sometimes by men, but they may not even understand why they do what they do. Well, we've got Jeff calling from Spokane. It's open lines, and so we'll invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. But hi, Jeff, how are we doing?
It's all good up here, Dr. Stan. The snow's starting to melt. We can see the sunshine once in a while. It's a good thing.
Okay, fine. Has it been
a pretty, I have a question.
Okay, go right ahead.
It's regarding the Second Amendment. Week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I wrote a letter to Senator Patty Murray, our U.S. Senator, and a nearly identical letter to U.S. Representative Kathy McMorris Rodgers, and I got responses back from both of them. It was a passion plea to stand up for the Constitution as it stands, defend the Second Amendment at all costs, like you said you would when you took the oath of office. And I got a very nice response from Kathy McMorris Rodgers telling me what she's attempting to do in the House of Representatives. And at least she answered. And I got a letter back from Senator Murray. And basically it said, "Dear Mr. Brooks, thank you for contacting my office. I enjoy hearing from the people of Washington State. Please be advised that I will keep your letter in my thoughts. And please let me know if anything else you have," something on that. I'm not looking at it in front of me, but very, very short. And it was almost as if basically she just put my name at the top and then sent a basic form letter, and it could have been addressed about any subject whatsoever. And what I'm hoping to do on this telephone call, there's many people from Washington State on the phone, is can I give out Senator Murray's web email address?
You certainly can. You go right ahead, and telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY here, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here at the Central Coast at 464-2295. But you go ahead and give her email address out there, and basically if you have her telephone number, give that as well, and besiege her so she knows how important weapons are. Basically, we need those weapons certainly to defend our families. We need them to defend ourselves against the coming dictatorship in Washington, D.C. We need them to protect us because I think the economy is going to collapse, or there's going to be an EMP attack, or the whole structure of society may begin to break down. We need them in case we have an invasion of this country from some other country, especially if there's confusion here. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be abridged. That's what it says in the Second Amendment. And you should, everybody out there in the listening audience, should let your senator know exactly how you feel. Basically, it doesn't matter how you say it, how eloquently say it. They count the numbers, and they think about when the next election is coming. And you let her know in no uncertain terms that if she votes to deprive the people of their constitutional rights, that she has certainly ignored the oath she's taken. There's no two ways about it. We have the right to be armed. And the other thing I would simply point out is the fact that if you go up on the Internet, go to Google, and type in ABC, NBC, CBS, claim no assault rifle used at Sandy Hook murder, something like that. And you'll find out there's a wonderful YouTube, you'll actually see the broadcast where all three of the major networks admit there was no rifle used, it was all the pistols. Then why are they keep talking about the rifle? Because they want to use this. They're using the tragedy of the death of those children to disarm the American people. Go up on Google, look it up, and go right ahead, Jeff. I'm going to let you just go right ahead. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Go ahead and get your thoughts out.
Sure. And I have to say the letter that I wrote was exactly that. We need to. The reason our founding fathers put the Second Amendment in there was to not only defend our family against the criminal element, but it was also to defend the population from a tyrannical government, or to defend the country in case our army was overwhelmed. Because what is the percentage of our Army and Marines that are overseas that couldn't even begin to defend this country if there was an EMP attack or something? So that was all in the letter that I sent. But here, first off, the telephone number to call the U.S. Capitol switchboard is 202-224-3121. So I'll say that again, 202-224-3121.
Good. Always get it twice, and I'm just so glad you got that out. One more time, the telephone number.
Yes, sir. 202-224-3121.
Go right ahead.
And when you call, the operator will ask who you're calling for, and you will say, I'm calling for Senator Patty Murray, or I'm calling for Senator Maria Cantwell, or U.S. Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, and they'll ring you right through to their office, and you'll talk to their secretary, whoever's in charge. So, and then you only get to make one call per time, because they'll hang up on you in that office, and you have to call again to get the other senator and the other representative. But to email them, it's very easy, www. And for Patty Murray, it's the last name, www.murray.senate.gov.
Now that isn't an email, that's the website.
That is her website, right. And then from that point, it says right in the middle of it, contact me on the left-hand side. Just click on that, and a form page comes up. And all of the senators have something very similar to that. So if people are listening in Idaho or in other states right now, you just www, and then the senator's name, and that's .senate.gov. And it's the same for the House of Representatives. If you were going to go to the House of Representatives, it would be www, the name of your representative, which in ours is mcmorris.house.gov. So it's www. And then it's the last name of your representative, and then it's .house.gov. It's very easy to do, and it's just a passion plea to everyone that cares about defending ourselves and protecting our country and our liberty. We need to flood Senator Murray and Senator Cantwell's email box. They have the small arms treaty that Hillary Clinton is trying to push through,
Okay, go ahead. But just one issue, that's one of the most important issue, is the Second Amendment and keeping our weapons. Go ahead.
Amen. And that's what I really wanted to say, Dr. Stan. I don't want to take up any more time on the radio, but I wanted to make sure that everyone that could hear would please just open up their computer. It takes a minute and a half, 2 minutes, to write a nice, brief letter to please support and defend the Constitution from your heart.
Amen to that, and you're absolutely right. God bless you. Thanks for everything you're doing, and let us know if you get any response, Sydney.
Yes, sir. Thanks,
okay,
Dr.
God bless. Yeah. Okay, let's go to our next caller, and of course that would be Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Hi there, Dr. Stan.
And Sydney, now are you listening on the Spokane station? How are you?
I am.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have several comments.
Okay.
I wanted to give you a concise report if I can.
All right, fine. Hold that thought, though. We're going to have to just take a quick little break here. Hang right on. We'll be with you in just a moment. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Dee from Post Falls on talking about the meeting that they had there at the Veterans Hall recently with a number of state senators and representatives. Apparently, they let the elected representatives know in no uncertain terms they were very unhappy with what was happening, and certainly one of the big issues was Obamacare. We've got a lot of people on the line. Dee, make one more point, and then we'll let you go.
Okay, the one more point. I'm going to be concise here, and I'm just going to enumerate the last names. I'll let the county people sort it out. Barbieri, Morse, Vick, Henderson, Mendive, Nonini, Malik, Sims, and Goad. And those name number 7 and 9, there's an old saying that when the legislators feel the heat, they see the light, and they're very, very wobbly on this exchange. A tyranny is almost winning. It's teetering on just a very few votes, and very soon the Idaho legislature is going to vote as to whether to implement Obamacare in the form of an exchange. And people need to hear, the District 4 people need to hear Representative Malik and Representative Goad in particular. They're very, very wobbly on this issue. And Representative Nonini has been very, very good about explaining it.
Well, I think the one thing you have to know why you're against Obamacare, you're against Obamacare, first of all, because it'll let the federal government dictate what will be done, and there are death panels, and they can deny it all they want to. They know that there's no way they can afford this unless they kill off the elderly, and that's what it's about. And if you vote for it, then, of course, every person, elderly person I know is going to know that you want to get rid of them. They're death panels, they're death panels, they're death panels. How could you, as a moral individual, vote for it? God bless you, Dee. Thanks so much, and keep
you.
Us posted.
All right.
Okay, fine. And let's certainly go now to, we got Mike calling from Flint, Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Michael. How are we doing?
We're doing great. It's an amazing show, Dr. Stan. Justice Roberts, it looks like the elite have control of him and they're manipulating the Supreme Court. Have you ever heard of a fellow named Philip Babcock Gove?
No, I really haven't. Why?
He's the editor for Webster Dictionary on a Bridge from 1993.
Well, I know what's the point about
the
it?
Point is his definition of a conspiracy is an illegal, treasonable, or treacherous plan to harm or destroy another person, group, or entity.
All right, so that's exactly what's going on today, but people don't identify this conspiracy. Who are they? They are the Trilateral Commission and the myriad of, certainly, of occult organizations tied into it. There are only 87 members in the North American chapter. Some of those are Canadians, some of them are Mexicans, but of that 87 people, every president and or vice president of the United States from 1977 to 2008 came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, as did the 7 of the 12 secretaries of state, as did 9 of the 12 secretaries of defense, as did 6 of the 8 presidents of the World Trade Council and 10 of the 12 of World Trade Representatives. And if you think that happened by accident, that's a conspiracy. It's a subversive conspiracy. And if you look at their logo, and you can see it on the internet, under trilateral.org, look at it. It's a circle with 3 curved arrows. You can almost imagine, if you look at the inside, you're looking at a 6, like 3 sixes. But there's no question they're joined together in the center by an upside-down broken cross. And that is the emblem of the ancient secret societies. Look it up on the internet, find it's true, and understand these are the people who control our society. The honorary chairman, certainly, is a man named David Rockefeller, who in his memoirs say, you know, they say that we are a member of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global and economic system. And if that's the charge, I am guilty and I'm proud of it. I'm a proud internationalist. That's page 405 of David Rockefeller's memoirs. You can get this to us, but go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, and then, you know, the rest of his definition sheds a little more light on the things that are taking place. It goes with an agreement manifesting itself in words, deeds, and made by 2 or more persons confederating to do an unlawful act or use an unlawful means to do an act which is lawful, confederacy. a combination of persons back secretly together and resolved to accomplish an evil or unlawful end.
Well, because it's a very eloquent definition of conspiracy. I think most people know what a conspiracy is. It's a bunch of guys that get together and are plotting against the rest of us, and that's just what's going on today. Hey, I really appreciate your calling, and Mike, and basically, once again, the fellow's name who made the definition?
Philip Babcock Doe. He has a PhD.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so very much for calling.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan at his open lines. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have John calling from Spokane. And, of course, he was commenting on the program that Joyce Riley had had, where, of course, they were using colloidal silver in the treatment of the flu, and that he had actually tried to use that. He thought it had really been helpful. Certainly, I think that this is a very bad bug. I personally believe you ought to be taking probably 10 to 20,000 units of vitamin D3 every day, certainly if you're beginning to come down at all with the symptoms. And then, of course, you ought to be taking, we carry something called alibiotic. It's an oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, garlic, and then of course we have another product called immune support, which of course is the mushrooms, but these are all aimed at raising your level of immunity. That's what you want to do, is stimulate your immune system. You stimulate your immune system while you're going to be able, of course, to either fight off the influenza, or, of course, if you have it, you get over it much more quickly. But I know people who've been laid up for a month. This is a very, very bad disease. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, they have laboratories right here in the United States where they're putting out tremendous amounts of money to make deadly diseases, animal diseases like animal or bird flu, communicable to human beings. Now, certainly in birds, it's quite lethal. In human beings, it's lethal, but they can't get it. It's not communicable. They spent millions of dollars to make bird flu that kills birds and kills people more communicable among human beings. Why would they do that? Oh, it's all in the name of silence. In fact, they've actually, they published that, and they said, you know, we don't want to suppress information. We don't believe that we should keep this information. It should be available to all the scientists. We're going to publish this so anybody will know. Anybody who hates America will know how they can actually create a disease that would kill hundreds of millions of people. You get certainly a lethal bird flu and make it communicable among people, and nobody ever asked, why would they do that? I think that those people who listen to our programs know. John, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Yes, I do. And the key thing on that is the combination of the red wine and the lemon will strip the lipid coating off the flu and allows the silver to kill it, and it worked instantly. Anyway, so that was that. And the other one was on Alex Jones today. The guest that he had something that was quite alarming, and I think Christians need to be very much aware of this. And that is the fact that the new psychiatric manual on all the different categories of mental disorders is coming out this May. And he went over this example with Alex. He said, now, do you believe that you can be taken over by another spirit, such as like the Holy Ghost? And Alex goes, yes. And he, do you believe that someone died for your sins and blah, blah, blah? And this would make it to the point where by these questions, you would have a disorder and thereby not be able to have a weapon or who knows, and or whatever the case may be. And so with Obamacare, don't be surprised where they're going to get into mental health screening mandatory, whether with kids or with adults, you know, whether kids with school or with adults with jobs, government jobs, whatever the case may be. And what is the effect that's going to have with Christians? And I think that this is really key because they're going to be using with the healthcare bill and psychiatry as their front lines ways of basically nullifying us.
Well, I think you have to understand that we are up against a conspiracy that hates God. It's a Luciferian conspiracy, and they hate Christianity, and that's why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, why a chaplain in the military cannot pray in the name of Jesus Christ, why a military officer cannot lead his troops in prayer, why we have so much garbage, on television and in the movies, all aimed at destroying belief in Christianity and spreading immorality in our nation. Until you understand there's a conspiracy against God, none of this makes sense. Thank you so very much for calling, John. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay, God bless. And we've got now Bruce calling. Bruce from Durant. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. But ladies and gentlemen, there really is a conspiracy against God today. You can see it every place. Why do you think we went over to Egypt and toppled a secular government and brought together and put into power our man? His name is Morsi. He was trained at USC. Morsi, the new dictator of Egypt. And now they've, of course, they no longer have a secular state. They have a state controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood with Sharia laws. The whole thing is collapsing. And that's your tax money at work, American tax dollars. We are destroying all of the governments over there and bringing them under the control of the radical Islamic Muslim Brotherhood, which we finance, incidentally. And if you doubt it, you need to get the book, The Devil's Game. We carry it. The Devil's Game. And basically, why are we doing that? Well, because we're creating, once again, as we did with the Germans, now we're creating the best enemy money could buy. Only this will be the radical Islamic faith. And basically, it is certainly consolidating its power with the full help and support of American financing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay. No political comments or questions or anything. I just have a tidbit of information on perhaps Obamacare, I think it is. You're a doctor. You know what Mycalog is? It's nystatin, triamcinolone for fungal infection. The cream, Mycalog.
Okay, go ahead, right?
I've taken it for years for various reasons. I won't get into it. But it's always been, you know, just a few cents on my copay. It's like $2 to $3 for a 30-gram tube of it. This week I've been hearing from various sources, and I confirmed it with Rite Aid, Save More, and Walgreens, that the price is going up 50 to 100-fold. I called Walgreens, and they said it was $268 for 30 grams before, and now it's like $116 for 30 grams. And I asked them why, and they said that all the creams and ointments will go way up now as kind of like a preemptive strike or something before Obamacare's panels later on judge that they're too much and bring them back down to what they always were. But drug companies evidently want to make some money out of them now before they're taken down even further in the future. So I wanted to give a heads up. The Save More pharmacist told me that it will be all creams and ointments. And anything, eventually, I talked with my family doctor today. He said anything that's cheap, any of the cheaper drugs, will go way up so they can make some money on them before later on they're taken back down to what they were before. So I just wanted to give a heads up to people.
Okay, well, I think that's fascinating. Of course, this is going to be a disaster. I mean, anything the government gets into, it goes from bad to worse. And basically, the only thing they're really good at is killing people there. We run a very, very efficient army. We slaughtered almost a million people there, half a million to a million people in Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction. But, oh, shucks. Well, it was all wrong. It was just a mistake. And who is held responsible for it? For the murder of a half a million to a million Iraqis, and certainly at least I think about 5,000 to 6,000 Americans died in Iraq, and certainly tens of thousands were crippled for life, losing one limb or two limbs or the psychological impact. And nobody's responsible, ladies and gentlemen. It just sort of happened. And basically, they're going to just make such a mess out of medicine. Obamacare is going to be a disaster.
Yeah, all kinds of, the unintended consequences. So I'll let you go. I just, I heard people talking about Obamacare, and I thought I'd throw that in.
I appreciate
it. By three pharmacies.
I appreciate so much your calling. I think that's an important point.
All righty, thank you.
God bless. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Well, I think, ladies and gentlemen, we're in for some very difficult times. Well, I was simply asked, do you really think that God is happy with the way things are going in America? Do you really believe that God is going to bless this country? I don't. I mean, unless there's a revival and people turn back to God. I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and he's going to bring his judgment on America. We'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
In a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her. Land that I love.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Tomorrow evening, we're going to have Jonathan Gray on with us in the second hour. And Jonathan is certainly one of the most fascinating guests we have. And Jonathan certainly is certainly one of the few people I know who's ever been to Sodom and Gomorrah. I've been to Israel 6 times. I've been down to that region, right? And of course, when you ask the guide where Sodom and Gomorrah is, they won't tell you. Now, whether it's because they don't know, or whether it's simply because they don't want you to know that it's really is real. And the story of Sodom and Gomorrah is actually just as we've been told, but actually I had I've talked to the gentleman who did the original work on that, but I talked to Jonathan Gray, and then certainly the gentleman's our producer tonight. Actually, I had gone to Sodom and Gomorrah with this group that was affiliated. And basically, there they have, you can dig down, you can see the ruins, you can see the streets, you can see the buildings, the ash of the buildings, that was destroyed by hell, fire, and brimstone. And he brought back, a whole flock of the sulfur balls. They're still there. You can dig down in the dust and the ash, and the sulfur balls are there. Some of those that didn't ignite, there are millions of them there. But you see, they don't want the people to know that the story is really true. Well, anyway, Jonathan Gray's been there. Jonathan's done some wonderful work, but tomorrow he's going to be talking about survival. Survival in the difficult times that lie ahead. I'm reading his 200-page treatise this evening, and it's really very, very well done. The things that you should start thinking about. Don't put off making preparations, because very, very difficult times lie ahead. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we've got Ron calling from Washington. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I saw on the internet about William Cooper.
Yes.
I brought it up and I listened to one of his talks and this whole thing. But I also read a little bit about how he was killed there with some law enforcement people. And I was just wondering what your take on that was. In fact,
I'll tell you what, because this happened shortly after the Waco debacle, and basically, the Oklahoma City bombing. And certainly Timothy McVeigh had been executed. And there was a woman who actually went to the execution. She was invited to the execution. And she went on to a program afterwards, and she said, I was there, and I saw him executed, but he kept breathing afterwards. I didn't know you kept breathing after you had been executed. Well, actually, of course, certainly William Cooper had this on a tape, and he would play that over and over again. You'd hear her say over and over again, I didn't know you kept breathing after you were executed. I didn't know you kept breathing after you were executed. And he'd play that over and over again, and a lot of people would call in and say, that's the most ridiculous thing. Obviously, they didn't kill him. And, of course, you go in the background, you find out that Timmy McVeigh was working for Special Forces. And this was a Special Forces operation used to kill all those people in there. How do we know that? Well, because he told his sister, and you can read the book, OK Bomb, written by Jim Keith, who incidentally shortly thereafter died under very mysterious circumstances after a very minor surgical procedure. And it could have been just one of those freak things. Only shortly after that, his publisher died under mysterious circumstances. That could have been just a coincidence, except shortly after that, his wife died. The wife of Jim O'Keefe, who wrote the story. The book is called OK Bomb. You can buy it up on Amazon. And then, of course, he told the same story. Timothy McVeigh told David Hammer, who was in prison with him in Colorado, that he was working for Special Forces. And Hammer put this into a book called A Secret Worth Dying For, and you can get that up on Amazon, too. And then thirdly, he told the same thing to Terry Nichols. And of course, he told that to Nichols, told it to his lawyer, a fellow named Jesse Tretidou, and Tretidou has been on my program. There's no question this was a Special Forces operation, and basically, they couldn't let the American people know that. They had to kill William Cooper, and a SWAT team went out and killed him. That's the background. Anything else?
Well, see, I've read, I think, on the internet that he said something, they'll never take me alive, and Sheriff Steckby showed up and he tried to run him down or something.
Well, that's but do you believe what you read there?
I don't know.
Well, because I don't think you can believe it. Do you think they're going to say, we sent a SWAT team out to kill him? I mean, do you honestly think that they would tell you the truth? Here was a man who was trying to get the truth out to the American people. He was a danger. I mean, basically, if the American people understood that they killed 167 or 168 people in the Murrah building, I mean, certainly somebody should stand trial for murder. But they can't let the people, so they had to get rid of, they can't let the people know the truth, so they had to get rid of William Cooper. Do you think that they had, if they'd killed him, they would tell you the truth? Do you honestly think that, Rod?
No, and I listened to him on the talk on the internet, and he certainly did not seem like an irrational man. He seemed very rational. He didn't seem very violent at all.
He really wasn't. I knew William Cooper. I had him on my program. I was on his program. We're living in a violent world, Ron, but it's not you. People like you and I, Christians, who are violent. It's the people there, part of this conspiracy, that creates wars that kill millions of people. They killed 21 million people in World War I. They killed 40 to 60 million in World War II. And I fear there are going to be hundreds of millions who are going to die in the coming war. These are not nice people. William Cooper was just one man that they've killed. They've killed so many more. Here we're out of time. Good night. God bless.
Night.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ruby was just calling. She heard me say Jonathan Gray was going to be our guest tomorrow evening in the second hour, and that's true. If you don't know Jonathan, of course, he had actually followed along where Ron Wyatt had been and certainly verified the things that Ron Wyatt had put together, and actually we have a four-tape set. Going into the background of Ron Wyatt's findings, two interviews with Joe Ron Wyatt, one with one of his right-hand men, after Ron died, and you can get that four-tape set. I'm not sure the exact title, but just ask for the one by Ron Wyatt. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Vitally important if you want to understand the validity of the scriptures in the Old Testament. Ron said he was an anesthesiologist who traveled all over the world looking for answers from the Bible, and he found them, and his material, his information, I believe, is remarkable. Well, of course, this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly appreciate your help, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes of the month, or our newsletter, or you can simply subscribe to the newsletter, or you can donate to us. You can get the various products we offer. And we have all sorts of products, whether it be Miracle 2 soap products. We've got a great line of health foods. Certainly, we take them ourselves. In fact, we don't actually put out anything that we don't take ourselves. And so they're all available. You can certainly call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, you can get the information on the Miracle 2 products, and I would not be without the gel. I put it on my hair every day. My wife, of course, washes our clothing because it seems to prevent them from wearing out like they do with regular harsher soaps. And then, of course, we use it for bathing, the soap. But the gel is certainly one of my favorite things. If you'd like a list of those products, call our 800 number. And then we have the health products that you really need to have. The magnesium and selenium, most of us are deficient in that. You need to have things like allobiotic, not antibiotic, but allobiotic, oil of oregano, garlic, and oil of elderberry. You need to have vitamin D3, and we take that regularly. We have iodorol, which, of course, is an iodine compound. Most people are deficient in iodine. There's so many of the things we're deficient in. We have a four-tape set on iodine deficiency. We have but all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You can look at our website, or we'll be glad to send you a list of all the products that we carry. And most of them we take ourselves, or we carry them from other people who take them. And then, of course, if you like our catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. We carry the Berkey products if you don't have a Berkey water filter. You're going to need one because, of course, we're going into some difficult times, and you're going to need to be able to purify water. We don't know what's going to happen, but the things you need are food and water. And certainly we advertise the material from the freeze-dry guy, the dehydrated food, but we also carry the Berkey products. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've just turned out some new four CD sets. One of them is on geoengineering. Another is on the threat of an EMP attack, and you need to get that. And you need to understand this is not imaginary, it's real. Because I know people back in Washington, D.C., who are really at the pinnacles of power there. They know what's going on. And they think it's just madness. I mean, we have the greatest threat that has ever faced America. If we have an EMP attack, and it's not a matter of if, but when, and it'll either come from our enemies or it'll come from the sun, doesn't really matter. It'll be just as devastating. Only if it comes from the sun, why it'll, of course, affect all of the countries on Earth, not just America. But, of course, if we have an EMP attack, it is anticipated that within 6 to 9 months, as many as 90% of the American people will be dead. Within 6 to 12 months, up as many as 90% of the American people will be dead. You need to understand this is not imaginary, it's real, and you need to begin making your preparations now. And of course, we have the new four CD set, we have a DVD, we have the book, A Nation Forsaken, and of course we have the congressional 2004 congressional report. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Ooh, a land that's free.
from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Fletcher. And Bob certainly is one of our regulars. We'd love to talk to Bob. And, of course, in the early 1980s, Bob was running a toy business. He, like most Americans, had no idea anything was seriously wrong in the world. And he had a successful toy business. They were manufacturing toys, selling well. But somebody came to him, a very fast-talking gentleman, who said, look, we can make a lot of money. And I'll put up money so that you can actually expand your toy business. And we can get these toys shipped all over the country, all over the world. You've got a great product, and I want to help you. And so Bob, without, of course, doing the full diligence and getting all the information, took this man in as a partner without realizing he was really a CIA agent. And they were going to use his toy company to cover simply shipping weapons, and it was part of the Iran-Contra situation, and they were going to be actually shipping weapons with this. And the average American has no idea, of course, that this sort of thing really goes on. It's not imaginary, it's real. And unfortunately, of course, it was a disaster for Bob. He eventually ended up losing the toy company and came under tremendous financial pressure. He had an opportunity, of course, of getting to know people in Washington, D.C. because of his association with the Iran-Contra scandal. Testified before the Congress. You can actually look at his testimony up on the Internet, on YouTube. It's available there. But, of course, subsequent to that, of course, the toy business gone. Why, he began to try to expose so many of the things that are going on behind the scenes, and he's become very, very proficient at actually producing DVDs. And actually, he's put out a number of DVDs, which we carry, covering all sorts of things, whether it be weather modification, using weather as a weapon against us, the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, pardon me, the assassination of Sonny Bono. He's got an excellent DVD on that. And certainly all sorts of fascinating DVD on President Kennedy's murder. But we were not going to be talking about that. What are we going to be talking about tonight, Bob?
Well, I don't know. We can kind of be a little bit open, but I believe what would be, apropos, I guess, is the kind of show and talk a little bit about the fact that things never seem to change. With the criminality, of course, out of people in Washington, D.C., and what you were talking about there in the little opening relative to my situation, where they covert operatives just doing what they want to and then getting away with it. And this was quite a while back in the 80s, 87, 86, 85, when I crossed paths with the Central Intelligence operatives and their ability to simply do what they want to do. And then when you start trying to do a prosecution or moving forward or something of that sort legally, which, of course, is what I tried to do, you find out that they just stamp things top secret or as a covert operation, and you can't do anything about it.
In other words, the judge wouldn't allow you to actually get into the information, and so how could you have a case at all? It's all secret. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what they do. But I think, Bob, you're probably fortunate, because they actually kill people here in America. I've actually interviewed several, two CIA assassins. We have a four-tape set called Deadly CIA Assassins. So in some respects, perhaps you were lucky, simply you got away with your life. We're not talking about something imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about something very real. We're talking about the fact our government's been taken over by an evil and wicked force and is certainly using its power to bring about a world government. Bob, you go right ahead.
You know, I discovered something I wanted to let everybody know about at the very beginning of the program today. I discovered something just a little while back, I guess a few weeks ago, doing some miscellaneous research and working, of course, on my next DVD that we're in the middle of here. And back in 95, I was, of course, testified before the United States Intelligence Subcommittee on, and it was primarily around the Oklahoma bombing. It had just happened in April 19th of 95. And 2 months later, we were, actually 1 month later, we were invited to come to Washington to testify. And by the way, when they do that, it's interesting. See, they send out this invitation. In this case, they contacted myself, and I set it up with Senator Arlen Specter that, that I could get five different representatives and attorney that was working with us at that time, John DeCamp, and that we would all come in and testify. And but they don't, when they do those invitations, if you deny them, of course, you know, if you say, hey, I can't, we're not going to come, we don't want to, whatever, then they put it that out, they would have put it out as publicity, you know, that we denied their gracious invitation to speak before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now, in our case, of course, we were eager to do that, to come forward, because it was the first opportunity that just actually a whole handful of us from all around the country with the different patriotic militia groups at that time in 95 would be able to speak directly, of course, to the upper echelon Senate group in Washington, D.C., and it would give us a chance to air all of the concerns that the average citizen never gets to confront a Senate and a congressional committee one-on-one, face-to-face. So this was great. And so, of course, and I set it up myself with Arlen Specter, and I said, hey, okay, very good. I've got this guy and that guy and this guy, and we'll all come on in from different parts of the country. But they don't pay your way. When they do these invitations, it's just, you know, when they, you know, it's a, I call it an invitation, but it's more of a demand request by the Senate Intelligence Committee to testify, but they don't pay. They don't pick up the bill on this thing.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Bob Fletcher. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is telling us about the time, about 1995, when he was invited to come and testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. He was working with Arlen Specter, Senator Specter, and of course, basically, they don't pay your way. You come on your own. You have to pay for your airfare. You have to pay for your hotel room, but you are requested by the Senate to appear, and basically, so Bob, of course, was not only going to get himself to testify, he was working at that time with John DeCamp, who's certainly a very courageous lawyer who's done some fundamental work, because he's the one who wrote the book, certainly going into the background, the background of the pedophile network that began in Kansas and went right into the White House itself. And but go right ahead.
So anyhow, it was, but it was something that was, you know, for us it was good. We said, okay, this is great, because we're going to be able to represent the average guy that never gets to do this, period. So I gathered all the guys together, and I believe it was about May 25th of 95. We showed up at the Capitol building there, and found our way to the appropriate meeting room. And of course, the CNN news people were all there, and everybody's all, you know, it's just going to be on the government side. Of course, it was going to be a big finger-pointing thing that we were a bunch of radical screwballs. We were trying to overthrow the country. We were aligned with racist organizations that went all the way up to their their belief and feeling that we were involved with the Ku Klux Klan and Nazis and racist groups and all of this kind of stuff, and that we were people involved, that our people were involved with the Oklahoma bombing and all of that stuff. That was the direction they planned to go. But what was worse was that, and I hadn't even thought about this in a few years, but what happened was, there we are sitting, and they said, oh, we're going to have to cancel. We're going to have to cancel your presentation. So here we are, actually a total of, well, there was 5, 6, 7, 8, there may even have been as many as 10 people altogether that had flown in from all parts of the country and spent money out of our pockets to do this. And these jerks tell us, because they got a vote on something else, that we're just going to have to fly back home and they'll get back to us. I was livid. I couldn't believe that they would do that. And apparently not. They had no inclination to try to even set something up, you know, like the next day even. That would have been maybe all right, because we'd all be paying that $130 a head hotel bill that you pay, not counting the airline tickets and every other outrageous thing you can imagine for all of us. And they just stood us up. And they used an excuse that they had something they had to vote on, and they weren't going to be able to do it, and they couldn't. Now, what I found out later on was that there actually was a big internal squabble going on, because the other senators had gotten back to Arlen Specter and said, you know, you're crazy. We don't want you to do this. We don't want you to give these guys an opportunity to do this and opportunity to do that. And what they had, which is what they're doing today, actually, with the gun control junk, the day before we were to testify, the day before I'm talking about, they actually had sheriffs and mayors and governors and all of those types of characters up there that were trying to get the Constitution changed the same as they're doing today. And they had already testified, and we were not going to get our opportunity. And again, there was this internal thing. They used the excuse that they had some other vote they had to do, and there was no way they were going to put it, that we were going to be able to do a presentation. And, of course, I was livid. I couldn't believe it. I called a close friend of mine who had was a good friend, had been working with Bill Casey at the Central Intelligence for years. And she was a lady, and I said, her name was Beverly, and I said, Beverly, I said, what do we do? Look what these people just did to us. So she said, well, tomorrow morning, call a press conference before you guys have to fly out of here. Call a press conference, and we'll see that CNN and everybody and all the news people are there at the hotel that you're staying at, and we'll get them in there. And you can at least do that. So it was a saving grace. And what I mentioned earlier, what I had just found a couple of days ago, we were never able to see very much of that. They used some bits and pieces out of that press conference, but we did so well at that press conference. We know what takes place whenever that happens. They turned right around, and C-SPAN just vanished those tapes. That conference, for the most part, had disappeared. And they had kept that gone, hidden someplace and way in their archives. You couldn't find it with a fine-tooth comb. You couldn't locate that at all. And it wasn't only a short time ago they released it. Somebody dug it up, and it's gotten out. It is on YouTube. If a person looks up, you have to put in militia press conference 1995 C-SPAN, and it'll come up. You can find it that way on YouTube. It has been like 15 years they kept that thing under wraps, and nobody could see it. So if you really want to see something, and here's one of the reasons I'm bringing it up. The press conference, it's people just randomly asking myself questions and a couple of the other people. John DeCamp is there, and the lawyer, he responded to some questions and all. But when you see it, it could have been done yesterday, because what we're seeing now with the violation of our Constitution, executive orders going behind the backs of the Constitution that's been taking place with the Obama administration, had been taking place with the Bill Clinton administration at the same time.
And of course, I think, Bob, one of the most significant things is most people point at Obama as certainly this terrible guy, which he is a terrible guy. But remember, he is put in power by the Brotherhood of Darkness, call it what you will, the Trilateral Commission, the elitists. They put Obama into power. I don't even think he won the election last November. Certainly so many irregularities. But they had put Bill Clinton into power. They put all of our presidents into power. They control every single one of them. So basically, of course, they keep trying over and over again to destroy the foundation of our Constitution so they can legally take us into a dictatorship. This is what the elite want. That way, of course, you don't simply control the wealth, your own wealth. You control the wealth of the country, and you control the wealth of other countries. Of course, they're using the foreign and military power of the United States to seize control of governments throughout the world. Until people understand this is what's going on, and that Obama is simply the current front man, but they control George W. before him, and Clinton before that, and George Herbert Walker before that, and Ronald Reagan. It's all a scam, ladies and gentlemen. They've stolen our country. It's time to take America back. Go ahead.
Well, and of course, and again, like I say, I hadn't seen it in all this period of time since 1995. And when I was watching and going over, reviewing it just the other day, it was amazing. Because it was now you have to remember now this, for the folks that are maybe not quite old enough to have a good handle on time on these things, this was right after the Oklahoma Federal Building was blown up in Oklahoma City, the Murrah Building.
April 19th, 1995.
Right, and they, of course, tried to point the finger at all of the active patriot groups around the country to indicate or try to make it look like people that were involved with that patriotic movement at that time were involved, which, of course, they weren't. And more than likely, as a matter of fact, come to find out later, I'm positive it was totally an inside government operation, what we call like a false flag.
They killed those 167 people, ladies and gentlemen. They murdered them. And this was a government operation that was based upon basically trying to expand the power of government over the lives of the people. That's what, of course, was on September 11th. And that is, of course, what this latest incident in Sandy Hook is. It's all about suddenly disarming the people and establishing a dictatorship in Washington, D.C. But go right ahead.
And what's so amazing about this, again, this press conference by videotaped completely by C-SPAN, is the fact that the questions that they asked us were the same responses. The responses we made would be the identical responses and questions and unanswered questions that took place a few years later when the two airplanes flew into the Twin Towers in New York City. And the people came forward and said, whoa, something's wrong with this thing. These buildings are going straight down. There's no way. This has to be a false flag, insider-type job, which I'm sure it also was. But it was like a duplicate of that. It was a completely replication of what went on with the Murrah Building and the phony news reports. And then we saw it again, and all with the same direction in mind by bad people in government, and that's to destroy the Constitution and put us into world government.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, certainly watch the Twin Towers come down. Watch the, I think the North Tower is the best example. And you'll see the whole top of the building simply vanish. And then, of course, the rest of the building comes down. But the upper floors, I mean, why would they simply crumble as the building's coming down? Why would they simply dissolve? Why? Because there is explosives in there. We don't know exactly how they did it, but it was a magnificent job, and they killed the people. Go right ahead.
And so anyhow, it's something that everybody needs. If you, now that it's available, all the listeners, if you have the computer available, you need to go on. You do that 19. You got to kind of do a date, 1995. Let's see, and it was May 25.
Okay, but basically they would want to put your name in there, wouldn't they?
Sure. Well, I
YouTube,
think you can
Bob
put,
Fletcher, or 1995.
No. What's best to put is May 1995, militia, use that word, use a militia news conference or something like that. So if you do news conference, C-SPAN, you need to put C-SPAN also because it's actually the archives of C-SPAN, which are up on the YouTube. So put C-SPAN 1995 militia press conference, and you'll find it there. And again, it's like I say, it's actually almost, I hate to use his word, but it's almost humorous because when you look at it, it's this, you could just run that, every time they pull one of these phony deals and the answers and the questions are always be the same. And again, it was so obvious of what was going on with them trying to make bad guys and associate the Patriot movement with what went on in Oklahoma. And, of course, they then come forward again. That was right, you know, it was literally that same period of time. We even spoke about it in our when we did finally get to come back and speak before the Intelligence Committee a couple of weeks later or whenever it was, that we asked, for example, Feinstein, who's the head runner right now on trying to get the Second Amendment destroyed in the Constitution, she was the head one running the show back at that time, and we had an interesting thing because we had found out that she was, in fact, had been carrying a concealed weapon and had a concealed weapons permit and had a pistol in her purse all the time for a couple of years, and it was brought up I believe it was Mr. Trockman from the militia Montana, and he asked her, he said, we understand that you carry a gun, so why are you talking about other people not being able to carry weapons? And, of course, she was able to legitimately respond by saying, I don't carry one any longer. But she did admit, as a matter of fact, that she had been carrying a concealed weapon, for protection. So we were at least able to air that, later on when we got back. Oh, and to finish the story about what happened was, I actually twisted the arm of the intelligence, the Senate, and if I remember correctly, they did pay for airfare or something on our return. But when we put out the word that we needed assistance financially at that time, in order to get everybody back again, we had so many great patriots put tickets on their credit card and everything else for everybody to make sure that we were able to get back and sit before the Intelligence Committee. But it's something that people don't know. You don't realize that when you see all these different people that have been called up to talk and speak and testify, that Uncle Sam may be stealing plenty of money out of your taxes for any other thing they want to, but when it comes to things like picking up the bill for invited guests, they didn't even do that if they can avoid it.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Certainly our guest is Bob Fletcher, and Bob actually has testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And he was just talking about the fact that there is, if you go up in the Internet, CNN, why, of course, or was
C-SPAN.
C-SPAN. Why, of course, you could put his name in C-SPAN in 1995, and they did a press conference there at that time. put in the militia, Bob Fletcher's C-SPAN, 1995. You should be able to get this. Somebody has just pulled the footage out, and of course, 1995. They were trying to discredit the militia movement. Ladies and gentlemen, what we need are local militias. Why? Because the whole system is going to break down. If it does, we're going to have local militias, hopefully under the control of the local sheriff, a duly elected official, to maintain law and order rather than see the chaos, which is going to develop in countries and communities across America if indeed we were to have an EMP attack or the currency were to collapse or any one of a myriad of things that I believe are being engineered by the Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And of course, the Brotherhood wants chaos. Why? So they could bring in the military and have martial law. And then freedom, of course, as we've known it, would be a remembrance of things past. I don't know how the American military would respond, but we do know that, of course, at the present time, they're asking senior officers if they will go along with ordering their troops to fire on American citizens in case they refuse to give up their weapons. And if you respond that you would not allow your troops or tell your troops to fire on Americans, why, of course, you are simply drummed out of the military. This is only certainly in recent weeks, but things are moving at a fabulous rate at the present time, and certainly our latest newsletter written by William Grigg is one of the finest newsletters I've seen. We'll have it out in about 2 weeks. We want you to take it. We want you to reduplicate it. We wanted to give it to everyone you can think of. But go right ahead, Bob, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for Bob, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but Bob has been on the front lines of this battle for a very, very long time and has done some wonderful work and wonderful DVDs. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and the an overall problem, I guess is the way to say it, that I have discovered by being involved with so many inquiries over so many years now, it's how much money that the Senate and the Congress and the variety of bureaucracies that are fed money out of our income tax that we pay in all the time to support a legitimate government, but how much of it is illegitimately moved around and let me just play now, I guess just stolen. But a big problem when the money comes up for when they come up every year with their fiscal layout of how much they're going to budget for operating the nation, they have the black budget or the covert operational budgets, and these are not seen by very many senators and congressmen. These budgets are they're just a huge sum printed on for, let's say, the Central Intelligence. There's this big figure put on a piece of paper that says general operating cost, and with very vague things, you know, like intelligence operatives in Asia or in Iran or Iraq or wherever it may be. And it's just kind of a big number, and there's no detail. And the average senator and congressman, without having high level of intelligence security clearances, they just can't see it. So they don't know. And we have secretive space operations they're doing, new space concepts or studies, or maybe they're militarily oriented studies and investigations, which are contracted out to a multitude of companies. And if they're considered to be classified, secret, top secret, or whatever, nobody really knows where the money goes, how much it's going for. Then, on top of that, they have these other bureaucratic budgets in a miscellaneous direction that are secretly bid into with funds going from the left hand secretly over into gray books over here on the right hand to carry out more secretive operation.
But, ladies and gentlemen, how much of this money has actually been going into actually overthrowing legitimate governments throughout the world? How much of it is going to finance assassinations of the world leaders? How much of this is being used to topple responsible governments and replace them with irresponsible governments who have no loyalty to the nations? Their loyalty is this idea of a one-world government, if they can put a man in, who will betray his nation and join the globalist movement. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Dr. Stan back here, and our guest this evening, Bob Fletcher. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But before we go on, Bob, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can get to your website, and learn more about all the things that you produced?
Sure, I'd be glad to. If you you can just drop us a line, if you would like to, and we will be glad to send you a list, a little catalog of the DVDs that are available that I've been involved with in terms of major investigations for so many years, and some of them literally that were the historic in nature, that's for sure. And you can write to me at Bob Fletcher at Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. Or if you're got your computer handy, if you'll just put in on Google BobFletcherInvestigations.com, that'll go directly, of course, to our website, and you can see what we've got available and find out what interests you, and of course, get with us and order whatever DVDs that are of particular interest to yourself. We try to do some pretty good, well-informed DVDs. It's not just myself like a talking head. We try to include the documentation on everything we've done, including what you had mentioned, Stan, which, of course, was the murder of Sonny Bono, which is something that they were able to get away with murder with that one. And it's really an amazing, it's a very interesting investigation we carried out there.
But of course, they get away with all sorts of murders. They killed the people there in Waco, basically. There were 20 Davidians who supposedly committed suicide while shooting themselves in the back of the head. 20 Davidians committed suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head. And then, of course, in the Murrah building, certainly 167 people died. And then there was an extra leg there that obviously belonged to somebody, but nobody has any idea who that was. And basically, they killed those people. There's no question that Timothy McVeigh was part of a special forces unit involved in illegal activity, and he continued breathing after he'd been executed. In fact, as he told his friend David Hammer in prison, "I won't be able to get out of here until I get executed. I won't be able to get out of here until I get executed." And basically, and then, of course, they killed almost 3,000 people in the Twin Tower and Pentagon. They think nothing at all about killing people, and they create wars and certainly revolutions. We're dealing with evil people. When you understand that, you at least have some inkling of what we're up against. And I really fear that this coming war, the war that's coming with the Muslim world, is going to certainly overshadow all of the previous wars that we had. This will probably be one of the most horrible and bloody wars we've ever had. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and of course, earlier we, I mentioned Dianne Feinstein being the head back in '95 in terms of leading the charge against the Constitution with this Second Amendment and arms control and all of that, which is to destroy the Constitution and get arms control really under control is a big step necessary for world government. It's almost probably the top point I would think on the list of for them to accomplish in order to put together a world government. And I wanted to point something out. If you want to see something, those of you that might be a little are interested in getting some more homework study, so to speak, go on the computer and look up Dianne Feinstein's personal wealth and her husband. A fellow named, off the top of my head, I'm trying to make sure I get the name right. She's married to a multi-billionaire, and he also, or both he and her separately, are actually worth hundreds of millions with property in the billions. And to give you a typical example, they own a personal aircraft. That they bought actually way back in 2008 for there was $55 million for the airplane. They own a couple of hotels. The Carlton, which is in San Francisco, is like a 161-room hotel that's worth over $100 million by itself. And when Ms. Feinstein got involved with the Senate and the Congress, she was a fairly wealthy lady. But their income between the two of them, and by the way, Blum is the name of her husband, B-L-U-M, he is involved in a multitude of companies, including weapons companies, that have been getting wonderful contracts with the government, with his wife as the senator, and having such influence there in D.C. Blum's value has gone up and up and up and up every year that Ms. Feinstein is able to stay and hold her senatorial seat. Between the two of them, they are like a nation in terms of how much money they're worth.
Well, I mean, I really believe that in the Senate today, we have some of the finest politicians that money could buy. And if you think that these people are in the Senate, simply because they're altruistic or because they want to help people, you're sadly mistaken. Now, I'm sure there are some people who are very, very sincere in both the House and the Senate who are not taking advantage of the system. But people like Dianne Feinstein and so many of the others are really among the finest politicians money could buy. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and when you look at these things, we don't do it. You know, we'll talk out here and talk about the average guy out here, right? The average citizen, you know, we talk and we bellyache and complain about, they do this and they do that. But when you actually, which you can do now with the wonders of the computer, you can go on the websites now and actually look up the personal wealth of these people, and you'll find places where you can get a study where people say, here's what their income was in, let's say, 1975, and then what happened up till 2005 and then 2012, and you look at the increase of the value. You know what I mean? You have people, lawyers, a whole bunch of lawyers up there, all right, that were doing well, and they got in as representatives at one level or another, Congress or Senate. And in 10 years later, with what used to be a moderate income that they paid for senators and congressmen, not counting their perks, which become very high, under-the-table benefits. But you'll see where whoever it is, a lawyer was in there for a few years, and now all of a sudden, he owns property all over the world, and he's flying around in jets that are corporate, given to him by corporations, and he's got a little piece of the action here and a piece of the action there, and the money starts adding up, and you say, no wonder the guy left a law firm where he was making $200,000 a year and went to become a senator or congressman, because now he's worth $200 million. You know, how did that happen in 10 years?
One of the things that goes on, you know, basically they have the laws against insider trading. And if you're running a hedge fund or a financial concern of any sort, and you get information from inside a company that they're going to are suddenly doing very well, or they're going to be bought out, or whatever it would be, if you have any information that is not public knowledge on a company, they can put you in prison for long periods of time. In other words, you have inside information. But if you are a member of Congress and you are passing the laws that are going to influence those companies, and you know certainly how you're going to vote and how the Senate's going to vote and the impact that that is going to have, whether it be weapons manufacturer, whatever it would be, certainly here is when there are no laws to keep our congressmen from using their inside information about the legislation that they are going to vote on and its impact upon certainly the price and the direction the stock is going to move. Why is there? Well, because they make the laws, ladies and gentlemen. There's been some talk recently about this. Certainly, maybe we ought to change this, but this has been going on for years. They have the ultimate inside information, and if you're not a member of the Congress or the Senate and you use inside information, they'll put you in prison. If you are certainly a member of Congress or the Senate, you just make the money. Go right ahead.
Right. And, of course, Martha Stewart is the perfect example. Now, Martha Stewart was literally contacted. Matter of fact, I believe she was on an airplane taking a trip, and an insider person called her and said, Martha, it looks like this thing or that thing that she had stock in was not going to get a contract. I think it was a pharmaceutical, and they said they're not going to get an approval on a medication that they've been working on for years, and therefore the stock is going to take a nosedive, no question about it. So she picked up her phone and she called and said, I want to sell all of my stock that I have in this company, which she did, and they did, and they sold, and it was correct. Within 2 or 3 days, the news came out that this company had lost this major potential contract or government approval, whatever it was. And But then it was found out, and Martha Stewart actually ended up doing some time in prison for that. And what you're talking about, what Stan's talking about here, is that for years and years, the Senate and the Congressional, the people that sit on these committees, they know where these multi-billion and million-dollar contracts are going to be going out, whether it's for military weapons, airplanes, rockets, for big things like space contracts, and all of these types of giant war machine contracts that are going to be put out to somebody. When they find out about it, they simply have the ability, quite obviously, to pick up the phone, and they'll tell their broker, who, by the way, is supposed to be doing what they call blind trust. They're theoretically not to have a one hand directly in what their trading is on the stock market during the time they're senators and congressmen. They have to set up these blind trusts with their lawyers and their stockbrokers. But what they do, I mean, they call up, or they get their broker to go out and have drinks or a dinner together, and they say, it looks like General Dynamics is probably going to get a pretty good-sized contract next month, and, I just thought I'd let you know about it. Well, then the guy that he's talking with, his guy that's doing his blind trust, go out and buy up 100,000 shares of General Dynamics Military or something like that, and boom, they're going to make a fortune. You know, you had Hillary Clinton. There was a big stink about her. She bought $1,000 in pork bellies in terms of commodities one day, and a couple of days later it was worth $10,000 or $100,000 or something like that. And it had to do with whatever the supply and demand, et cetera, et cetera. But she got the inside on it and made a fortune on that. That's kind of an extreme, silly contract, but that's what it was. The idea being, in terms of what Stan's mentioning, what had happened for many years, the idea of a restrictive regulation for the Senate and the Congress would come up on the floor about every 2 or 3 years, going back 25 years, and it would be to regulate and forbid that kind of activity, but it never would get up on the floor to get voted on. It would get up to a certain level, and then it would disappear and be rolled over for another year or two, and nobody would talk about it. And you couldn't get, when the senators and congressmen tried to get people to come on board with them to file the paperwork for these regulations, they couldn't get any co-signers. They'd be, to be one or two characters trying to get it done that were honest senators and congressmen, but they couldn't get the other 25 or 30 people that was required to move it forward, so it would disappear. And I know just this last year they had an expose on that, I believe on 60 Minutes or something, and pointed that out. And I don't know, they got talking a year ago about doing it. I think they signed some kind of a new law on that, but it was, again, one of these laws that's so wishy-washy that it really has no teeth, and we're not going to see any regulations on that. These people are making way too much money, and the amount on their contracts now, see, have become so high, a company, the value of stock can go up $5, $10, $15 per share, or even $60 a share, with a couple of good military contracts going into a company. And if you buy a 1,000 shares in one afternoon, and the next day it's gone up $20, you made $20,000 in one day on that one stock. So when people try to figure out, gee, how could they make, senators and congressmen, how do they make all this money? Well, if we looked at it closely, I think we'd end up throwing out 395 out of 400 of.
Well, what we really need to do is take the money away from the federal government, because we, the only military we need is one to defend us, not a military that is being used to actually topple governments throughout the world and install new dictators like we have in Egypt recently, who are answerable to us and go along with this idea of the world government. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we could remedy all of these things by slashing the income of the federal government about 95%. And then what we ought to do is have a Senate and a House that meets for 2 months every other year, because there's really very little that they legally can do as far as passing legislation. The power of the central government is to be limited by the change of the Constitution. If you read the Constitution, you'll find out that there's only 18 things that they can do. They're laid out in Article 1, Section 8, and most of what is being done today is unconstitutional. Take the power away, take the money away, and these people would be in Washington, D.C., not for personal advancement, but to serve our nation. And then, of course, unfortunately, that is not the reason that they're there. They're there to hear themselves talk. They're there to get fabulously wealthy. They're there, of course, to actually establish a dictatorship, because a good many of them are communists and Marxists who hate America, who want essentially an all-powerful central government, and many of them I really do not think understand that, of course, it is the people of great wealth who are pushing communism. Why? Because it undermines the very structure of our society, centralized power in government, which is owned lock and stock and barrel by people like David Rockefeller and the Fords and the Carnegies and the people of Greece of great wealth. We're using the financial and political power of the United States to bring about a godless, or I should say a satanic, one world government. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay, well, and I'll tell you what, I want to do this evening is wrap up with giving everybody a heads up on a future, may not be a headline, but it should be a headline, but a future event that's going to be taking place. All right, everybody is aware that we're going to be at least drawing down troops from some of the locations in the Mideast and what have you. At least that's what's scheduled for right now, and that they're going to be pulling back some of our troops. But what's going to be made available, and I'm telling you now, right now, this is a headline that I hope makes it to the headline, and maybe it won't, but it's a story that people hadn't thought about yet. But I know for a fact that we have 7,000 spying and operative military drones. These are those little airplanes that fly around with no pilots in them, remote-controlled program drones. And there will be about 7,000 of those available for return to the shores of the United States. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to guarantee it, that coming right alongside on board some of the ships that will be bringing back some of our military, they're going to bring back thousands of drones already finished, built, and running and being operated over there, and they're going to start running those around in the major cities and in our backyards, spying on the American public. And so mark my words, I don't know when anybody will do a good expose on that. Hopefully, maybe somebody's listening that can get into that. But there's going to be a whole load of, shipload of drones that are going to be brought back to the shores of the United States. Of course, they're making them on a regular basis anyhow, so they certainly could make them. But they've already got them stockpiled. They're finished and done and in operation, and they're going to be transferred over to the new signed-in sheriffs and police officers around the country that have sworn to uphold the new world government policing agencies in the United States, and they're going to be flying them all over our backyards.
Well, things are moving at a tremendous speed, Bob. I think that we, as long as we have a voice, we need to keep sounding the alarm, letting people understand that nothing as it appears to be, that freedom is not free. And if we lose our freedom, it's because the good people did nothing. But remember, of course, if we don't get involved, we become part of the problem. Good night, Bob. Thanks very much. Give
Thank
my
you.
Best to your wife, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're really moving into a very difficult situation. There are people who want a dictatorship in America. Now, well, let me tell you that if you read the communist publications, The People's World and other communist publications, they are solidly behind Barack Hussein Obama's effort to disarm the American people. Why is that? Why? Because, of course, Barack Hussein Obama is a Marxist. And basically, he believes in this all-powerful government, but he is controlled by the people of great wealth who've been funding communism since its inception. If you don't know, of course, that communism is simply a fraudulent concept, it has nothing to do with helping people. It has to do with centralizing power. We have financed communism since its inception in Russia. We financed communism in China. We're doing everything we can to build up Chinese communism today. We installed Fidel Castro in power in Cuba. He didn't win the elections down there. He didn't win a revolution. He was installed by our government. How do I know that? Well, simply read David Rockefeller's memoirs. Read David Rockefeller's memoirs. And of course, we have interviews with certain people, with Ambassador Earl Smith. If you haven't seen my DVD on the World Revolution, you need to get that, because there you'll see my interview with Earl Smith, a billionaire who was the American ambassador to Cuba at the time we brought Fidel Castro to power. Fidel didn't win the revolution. He didn't have the support of the people. He wasn't voted in. He was installed by America. Why? We wanted an enemy, ladies and gentlemen, 90 miles off the Florida Keys, so we could rally the people behind the government to protect us from the evil, evil Fidel Castro. The DVD is World Revolution, and of course David Rockefeller's daughters go down regularly to visit with Fidel, and Fidel comes up to visit in secret meetings with David Rockefeller. If you don't believe it, we carry David's memoirs. He writes all about it. Of course, you're never going to hear about it on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, or CBS, basically because they're all part and parcel of this. You don't get the truth out of the media. That's why I do what I do, 5 hours a day and then a weekend program. And, well, of course, if you want to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, if you want to get our DVD, The World Revolution, where you'll actually see Sydney, my interview with Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, at the time we intentionally brought Fidel Castro to power. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. To get into the background of how we funded communism in Russia and in China, you need to, of course, to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, it's available. Of course, you can get the single copies. You can get a case of the books for less than $2.40 a copy for the books if you buy 64 of them. And this will help us. It will give you an excellent weapon to give to people to introduce them to the realization that behind everything going on are powerful satanic organizations in America. And there really are satanic organizations here. They're not imaginary. They're real. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You go there. You can actually listen to our programs 24 hours a day. And we have, certainly you can listen to them 4 hours a day live. Other programs at 7 in the morning on the American Freedom Network. But you need to get our material. You need to listen to it. You need to get others to listen. And that's at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs. That's www.radioliberty.com. Just go down where it says listen, and you can go to our website. And certainly on our satellite, which we have 24 hours a day, you can hear me 9 hours a day, or you can hear Joyce Riley 9 hours a day. And then our archives, you can listen to 24 hours a day. Help us get the information out. Nothing as it appears to be. You're being lied to by the media. You're being lied to by so many of the people who are supposedly conservatives, people like Rush Limbaugh, who's paid a fabulous amount of money not to reveal the truth. Most of what he says is great, but the really important things he conceals. The only person who really ever told the truth was Glenn Beck, and you know what happened to him after he talked about David Rockefeller and being part of the secret cabal, which David admits in his book on page 405, Please Pray for America, for our provision and our protection.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Ho ho! Updates today. Remember the story that one of our listeners called in saying that there was a person who had been to Las Vegas and had seen the coroner of Sandy Hook? Got an update on that story. You'll hear it today. Oh, boy. You see, that's why we talk about these issues and continue to talk about them, to get answers. Because our concerns are for the family members. We put ourselves in the place of those family members around Christmas time and could not imagine the pain that they had to be through, have been put through. So when we saw all of these inconsistencies happening, we all wanted to become part of the investigation, the citizen investigation on Sandy Hook, because we want to know and we want to make sure there are no more mysterious